Hello and welcome to another episode of Mic'd Up. Summer's over. If you've ever been in the mortgage industry, August 1st, sometimes it's like a two-week continuation of summer, but I believe given the last couple of years we've had, given where the sentiment is in the Fed, now is when you need to, right now, is when you need to implement strategy so that if it gets busy and you're going to be able to handle it. And we learned on last week's episode with Dane, customer experience isn't just like getting a vendor for customer experience. It's a mindset. And I think we're going to cover a lot of that on this show today as maybe part of our first series of real strategies. We wanted to bring one with you without a guest so that we can get real on how Mike and I talk.
Yeah, of course. Normally we have our shows at 11 a.m. Pacific. And of course on the East Coast, it would be. That's right. This is a special edition that we have today just for the purpose of making sure that there's a possibility of implementing this strategy. And today we're going to be talking about our podcast. Let's talk about ourselves for just a moment, because a lot of people just make the assumption, and actually you can go on to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or whatever. And I actually have seen where people stop at like seven episodes. They're like, they're super excited. They invested the money. They didn't get the leads, or they didn't get the phone calls. They didn't get the emails. And at seven episodes, it's like, and it stopped. And it's just like any type of marketing effort. You have to do one thing and one thing only, and you got to just keep doing it. And I think that for us to be able, I mean, Mike, we've now been at a year and a half at this, right?
Yeah. What started as, let's see if we can do one, two. I had this show, Mobile Patio, and it was great. It was some great guests. And we did about eight episodes. We did season one, never got to season two. I believe it's 97% of people don't get past like episode 8, 9, or 10. So if you can just make your goal of passing the other 97%, you should shoot for something around, I would say, 20 episodes. But if you do something more consistent with a theme around a rhythm or cadence, like we did, I think that's how you know, it gets done easier.
You know, if you're going to implement that strategy, you know, write out the, maybe you want to write out an outline and say, this is what I'm going to do for 20 episodes. I'm going to do a season one, maybe 10 episodes, and then season two, maybe another 10 episodes. But I think, like, one of the hardest things I think we've had to struggle with, and I think it's even today for that matter, actually, is the consistency of just doing it week in, week out. Do we have guests? Do we not have guests? Oh, and I think we, you know, it's just one excuse after another to not actually do anything at all. And the implementation of sticking with it, right? It's a stick to it type of attitude that we've been able to implement into this, say, we're going to do this and implement it. I think that's going to be the real key. A lot of the executives that we've been able to interview over the course of this last two seasons, you know, to schedule, and I'll say Adopt the Brand has been a big help in that, is really about not only has the show been able to remain consistent, but on top of that, there's a ton of follow-up that comes with it, right? So this is just brand recognition, getting our name out there. People know who we are. And then getting out to some of the shows, conventions, trade events, and then, oh my goodness, actually calling people or actually reaching out via email, reaching out via LinkedIn. And so this is just one of many different types of strategies, but we've been very consistent at it. And I think for those of you that are either originators or salespeople that have been watching and listening to our show, we've really been able to stick to it as far as the consistency of how we've been able to do it. And I want to get into the mindset of that with Mike Kelleher, because he's really the brainchild of this whole show.
Learn in progress, but this is important for lenders. Like you said, whether you're a loan officer planning for your branch or just at the C-suite, they don't have it down yet either. I want to tell you, podcasts need to be part of your sales suite. And we learned it through experience. And I think the reason that people get stuck is exactly what Mike said. All the objections of why you can't do next week. Number two is the vanity metrics. We all go there. And you know you need them to help facilitate, help fund maybe your next big idea. But if you're in sales, the podcast will equal sales. If you're a loan officer and you have a podcast and you stick to locally, you will get more mortgages because of it. There's no doubt in my mind. Unfortunately, people don't set out to do a podcast to get more mortgages. But I'm telling you, like, if you're a lender, that's what you need to do. It goes from inbound marketing, outbound. It's called allbound. And what that means is your presence and where you're podcasting. If you're able to interact with them physically, I believe on top of that, that's where the leads are. I'm not saying become an influencer. If you hit it big, great. But if you just focus on that, that's been my biggest takeaway, is it is possible. And it's one of the better tools right now in the toolbox. And if you go out there and look at digital marketers, they all swear by having a podcast needs to be part of your rotation. So I think it's very important, if you're in the C-suite of lenders and you don't have a plan around that, find somebody that's done it for a long time, because it's a consistency play when you're dealing with a lot of employees, like a lot of loan officers. You just need them to get consistent. And I couldn't even imagine the amplification of it if they're all podcasting under your umbrella. Like, I don't even think I've seen that power yet unleashed in the mortgage industry. Would love to help a company with that, but I couldn't even imagine the cross ability, almost like what Chrisman's trying to do over at, branch out on some of these shows. But I don't think it would be as powerful as loan officers who are recognized, you know, within their industry doing it.
Yeah, Mike, I want to recognize something that you do, and actually something I do as well, that you haven't mentioned it, I haven't mentioned it, but it's when you're looking for a partner in your podcast, whether it's someone to actually do your background work or someone to co-host with, even, is find someone that is consistent at something. You know, there's that YouTube video or TikTok or Instagram, whatever, of an admiral in the Navy saying, go make your bed. And if you make your bed first day, then do it the next day, and then the day after that. It's creating those types of habits. I have a cash flow event that I host here in San Diego, and I've been doing it every month for, I don't know, 15 years. And the reason I say that is, like, sometimes I just, you know, I don't want to do this. It's a 2 and 3 hour event, and I'm not in retail originations in that space anymore, so it doesn't really help me. But I've been very consistent at doing it, and it helps me do two things. It helps me get in that public speaking space, and it helps me get in the right frame of saying, I'm going to commit to something, I'm going to do it. So finding somebody that has the type of commitment. When Mike and I, when we got together, started collaborating for this, I think one of the things that we found consistent with each other, we were willing to commit. And you know, then the commitment's free. And so is the time that you want to invest. So if you have the willingness for that time and the willingness to the commitment, that you've already gotten past the first hurdle. It doesn't cost anything to commit to that.
Yeah. And we take for granted. I think the first hurdle is getting in front of the camera. And you go on LinkedIn and there's plenty of people that will tell you, get over it, right? Like, but yeah. in their own way. So we'll assume that somebody's told you that. Number two is, and Michael said it better than I did, because I wouldn't have articulated finding the right partner. I would have just said, grab a partner. But it's very similar to going to the gym, especially if you have a routine, like early, like at a hard hour of the day, having a partner that you don't want to let down. It's a bifurcation when, like, one day you don't want to let Mike down, one day Mike doesn't want to let me down. So it just keeps carrying it forward. You need that. And then we also have behind the scenes, we went out and used some of those websites where you go out and you find an independent contractor. And we got lucky in somebody that just bets on us, right? And has become part of our team here. His name's Ansh. But there were moments in the beginning where his passion for it kept me going. And I was like, you're right. Like, this is going to be great. You know, you're going to get the followers. You're going to get the metrics. So that would be the team that I would look for. Who's going to be that person that's just proud of something that you think is ordinary? And by the way, if you are a lender, like, that's where Mike and I can really help. We can tell people they're on the right track. We can talk about how that would look, but you need that. And then I would suggest finding, I was going to say a partner, but you hit on the head, find a partner, but treat it like a job interview and don't go for the best on-air personality. Go for the, I think, the consistency. What are their traits? Why are they consistent? And think of this as like your 1 to 2 year audition to get where you think you should be if you're this amazing podcaster, right? Learn the process. Don't feel like, you know, then pick that co-host you think is going to be on the Today Show with you. For now, it's consistency. And that's where we are winning. And we'll tell you later in the show, the podcast does result in leads, period.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're in, but just like results in the gym, overplayed analogy, it's one of those like where you look in the mirror one day, it's not always like week 7.5 is when you're going to see a little bit of tone in your bicep, right? Just one, some point you wake up and you go, wow, it's working. I feel like that was this journey.
Yeah, I get a few comments at church when people say, hey, Michael, I saw that you were on the air in your podcast. I don't have anything to, and they're not in real estate. They're whatever. They're engineers or some other doctor or whatever. There are other jobs other than being in mortgage and real estate. But one thing that they do know is that they know to refer me to people who are in that trait. Why? Because they see me in that space and they go, so, you know, what is it that you do? And is it something that I can do in order to help you? And I think that one of the reasons for that is the consistency. The second hesitation is it costs too much to get this up and going. I need the right microphone. I need a special headset or special speakers. Maybe I need to go out there, right, and get like a portable microphone or special technology, or, you know, maybe it's a ring light. I have no idea. But, no.
That was impressive, though, because Mike started off with none of that. I actually had this too. Shout out to Alex Hansen. He made a video during COVID, CMO of Loan Depot. And I went out and bought all of it because I was learning then, like, we're only on video audio. Lean in on, if this is how everybody's consuming you, you should sound the best. But there was no particular week where we said, Mike, go out and get the microphones. And he's gone through a couple now, and it's the results he gets from people seeing him in church or at conferences that he says, okay, this is working. Let me invest more. To answer your question, though, it's not part of the initial investment. It isn't. And everything that we've learned in the last year, I think, is different new AI tools that you just need subscription software. And we can get into it more. But I would say you're looking at, you want to be spending, that's a great part. You don't have to spend it up front, but you're probably spending 6 to 8 softwares that are anywhere from $19 to $39 a month. And I think you're good.
And just for context here, the ring light, I got at a trade show.
That's great.
There was another vendor. I mean, Aiden, for you guys that are out there wanting to schlep out the stuff with your name on it, this one I got from Avid Exchange for free at a trade show. But I mean, I think this is one of the things, people want their name top of mind. Well, that's one of those things top of mind.
I would actually say, Mike, though, before we forget, just nugget for people, like, lighting is more important than sound because, and so one, sound is very important, but those headphones that you can get from Apple, just not even the headless ones. If you start with those regular ones, they work really well. And those are what, $18.99. But lighting is important. And the trade show piece you have there is a big difference between having that and not having that. Natural light works. I always have a big ring light available. And if there's no natural light, you need this. So that would be an investment. And you can go down to Staples, go on Amazon, right? Like, you can get it delivered for almost nothing. The audio, I think you'll have great enough audio because, again, it goes back, we're not trying to get vanity metrics, okay? And then know what you're posting on. Like, the biggest name in our industry kind of shocked all the people that do our own LinkedIn Live. He had like 28 people come, and his posts are get hundreds of tens of thousands. So don't get bummed out about it. The point is, and we could tell you, but the point is, like, what are the tools you're using? What are the software? Get StreamYard and then use StreamYard to make sure you are live on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Don't worry about getting into the groups. Everything needs to be a foundation that you can build off of. And you need to pour the proper foundation. But more importantly, and I think this is the biggest difference, like in these analogies, you're like the contractor here. So you need to know how to pour that foundation. So just know how to link Facebook to StreamYard, LinkedIn to StreamYard, YouTube to StreamYard. I learned how to do it. It's very happy to help you there too. Once you do that, then you can worry about getting into the groups. But at least you now have a cadence of how to get out there, because that's I would say, number one is you have to be seen consistently, have the same time and day it's going out, seen with the YouTube. Number two, which I'm sure you, I don't want to steal your thunder, Mike, but it's guests. And I would say the guests will define you in the beginning until you define the guests. And you'll know that from some vanity metric. Like if you're getting 4,000 views a show, maybe you are the definition. But until then, let the guests define you and let those guests be determined by the message you want to send about yourself when you run into people in person. That's my rule. Like, assume you're doing the podcast so that you run into somebody that's not in your immediate sphere of influence, or you don't see more than once a month. And whatever perception they want of you can be really helped out by the guests you have. Because if they don't tune in, they'll at least see it starting to stream with that guest or some media about it if you're connected on social.
Mike, do you care about how your makeup looks on screen or how you sound?
I care about sound enough to carry this thing, even though I should have the boom at this point.
Yeah. Makeup. What about your makeup?
No, this is...
I'm not wearing makeup.
No, I don't think that part matters. I think... So the editing, our team that does the editing, and we'd be happy to talk to anybody who wants to talk about this because it's really affordable, but it does add up depending on if you're doing one show a week or one show a month. The editing I've found has defined what people think about me you have this brand new mic, even at the AI summit, you're really this mortgage influencer now. And this is coming from my target audience saying it. I think it's the fact that we invest in the editing. And so a lot of lenders are all paying for the same type of company producing the same video. And unfortunately, that doesn't help. What the advantage of loan officers have is in their town, and we could talk about action plan in a minute, but in their town, if they're interviewing the harbor master and then they're interviewing the person that runs the sign up sheet for the library for kids, they might not be competing in a way that they can find a $39.99 a month editing software, throw the episode in. And as long as, again, you have a structure, a template, Mike and I are working on, please comment and we'll send it over to you. It's actually already 24 pages. So we got to figure out how to do it, but we'd be happy to get it to you and show you. You can at least follow the structure on how we got here.
Yeah. I think the hardest part is actually not all of the stuff that we're talking about. The hardest part is just doing it. And I think that even right now it's, we're an hour and a half early from our regularly posted program. And of course we don't have a guest today. We're really interviewing it ourselves, but really the value proposition that we're giving to you right now is letting you know, hey, we've done it, we're doing it, and we have a consistency of willingness to reach improvement. And I think that goes to show that not only do we have this dedication to consistency, we also have this dedication for consistent improvement. And whether your marketing effort is on a telemarketing campaign or whether it's an in-person campaign, the implementation of an online podcast, a podcast, an online show, whatever it is that you would consist, it could be an Instagram Live. Does it have to be a LinkedIn? No. If your audience, knowing your audience, if your audience is an Instagram audience, or if you're older and you're a Facebook audience, I guess, maybe that's the platform, you know. And I think that, again, the consistency just has to be there.
Yeah. And with StreamYard almost coaches you, because it's who do you want to sync up with? Your Facebook account, your YouTube account. I would say of all of these, the hardest is putting together the YouTube station. And that to me, I think is probably the hardest.
Was it harder than Spotify?
Yeah. So there, again, software out there, we can help you like $39.99. You basically have this middleware that you, and there's a couple different company names. You go out, and you record it, right? Like on StreamYard, and you send it into this program, and this program really, you know, will put it on the Amazon, the Spotify, the iHeartRadio, the Apple podcast, you know, the YouTube podcast. But that's a powerful piece for your guests and for people in the town that don't even go to the podcast, but see all those logos. And that's why we use, Mike Mills actually recommended it. And there's a couple softwares like this, but Podpage. Podpage, I love, because one, if you go to mikedupshow.com, that's a templated website. You can choose all different templates. It knows how to showcase what you're doing. It looks very professional. And one hack I would do is there's a speaker section. Fill it out and focus on your guests and getting them up there, because I think that is a part, you know, that's important. And I think the other takeaway is all of us trying to find interns. So you're a loan officer, you got an intern, you get an intern, and then it becomes more work trying to figure out what you want them to do. And you don't even look, you know, as professional as you want, because you're working on some deals and can't, you know, really get that intern to get started. Podcasting is one piece I think that is really good for interns. There's very specific things to do in Podpage. There's specific items that they understand as a podcast they can go get you, go do. So I would say that's another big lift for podcasts. I don't see in, you know, you're not going to teach an intern to cold call or anything like that for you. This one is very, helps you get started. So there's some software there, but it's, I guess what I'm saying is, it's a pretty easy integrated daisy chain that anybody can put together, even if you're not tech savvy.
And I would say this would be more for the executives that we speak to, for those that they want their originators to start one, but maybe they need a partner. For example, like Mike, you're in Boston, and I'm in San Diego. Let's say you're an originator and you're in Miami, and there's another originator and they're in Seattle. And you guys, you both know you're at the whatever 4 to 6 loan a month, and you want to reach that. But then you say, let's just do across the nation podcast. And maybe, Mike, we have the willingness to train, maybe there's an IMB out there and they want us to get in there and teach the entire group so that they can get one originator in one city and another originator. It might be one in Chicago and one in Dallas in the same time zone. I think that, through our brand, we might be able to get a number of originators in the same company together in order to say, this is what we do. This is what we can help coach you to do. Do you want us to help you, or do you want to do it on your own? Because if you've been talking about it, you should have done this, you should have done that, you're going to shit all over yourself. And I think maybe you need a coach to help you with that. And I think we have this type of potential willingness to do that.
Best two times to plant a tree is first is 20 years ago, but the second best they say is today. You need to go out there and start these steps and get the podcast, because it really didn't pay off for us, I would say, till the beginning of this year, which would be like month 6. And at that point, it was so evergreen. People were saying so many things about the podcast everywhere I went, especially in this mortgage industry. And it was rewarding because we went through different cycles. And the first cycle is how do I set this thing up, right? Meaning you go out there and you get it live. You've done it a couple times before, shoulda, woulda, coulda. And then around episode 5, life kind of happens, things pop up. So now around like week 6, I think we started to get into blocking and tackling. Pieces like I just told you, we didn't know before, even the basic framework. And then we picked up Ant, who really helped motivate us to keep going and helped us kind of search this software, but we did it ourselves. And our show started looking better. And we started to have more guests. And we started to have a following. And we were able to tweak it and add a station and then say, hey, why don't we just put it on Facebook? And we don't even check the views on Facebook. But like I said, because sometimes consistency just takes care of itself. I could run into somebody now, because I'm not even a huge active user yet in Facebook. I am to get into the loan officer community, because I feel like LinkedIn is C-level. But I feel like one day I could walk around and somebody say, hey, I watch you on Facebook, because not because we monitor it, but the consistency always makes up for, I believe, a lot in this. So where are we now? Well, we know we're entering year two, almost the same as we've been 5 months ago, except the perceived view of us has grown exponentially. And that's all that really, that's why you do it. That's the ROI, right?
Do you think you have, and I'm hoping that the answer is boastfully, but do you think that your confidence has changed in a positive way since starting this?
I am proud. I would say I am naturally I naturally don't fly, you know, above an altitude I feel comfortable. So I'll get up there confidence bravado wise, but I don't go way up unless I think there's a practical reason I should be higher. So with that said, am I confident? I am very proud of the feedback I've gotten at the last three conferences, and it keeps getting better. And I've been doing this for 10 years. Like, I've been going at it at these conferences. I've been putting in my time, and I don't know if a lot of people realize it, but a lot of it's my money. And a lot of other people there are on, corporate money. That's how much I love this industry. And what I'm getting isn't because of just that. It really is the podcast. You know, what they're saying is, wow. And I think that is a tribute to everything you heard today. You need some sort of editing so that it looks, and you don't need it week one, by the way. You need it whenever that piece clicks, like month seven, month eight would help. Episode 40. And then the guests. So now the guests are, and that was the other thing. Like, if we didn't have a guest, Mike and I would just go with it. We didn't get bumped out. The guests will come, but just keep asking. Because eventually, just the guests definitely help with the perception. So confidence, yes, I will have more confidence at the next conference. Like, oh, maybe I am more of an influencer than I thought.
What is the next conference that you are going to be going to?
Good question. I am finalizing today the Housing Wire IMB. I love the Housing Wire AI conference.
Yes, that was great.
It was great.
I plan on going to Western Secondary out here for the California MBA, and that's coming up in a few weeks. So maybe we'll get one of those people that are at the show on the show.
Yeah, that would be there if you hear it. From what I hear, the show is just packed with people. The hotel is sold out. There's like one Airbnb left. It's even out there. So that it'll be a great show. Matt Woolley texted me today asking if I was going. Still need to get back to him. No, Matt, I'm not going, but I wish I was. New England Conference is big for me. It's in the hometown. Reach out again. If we have enough people that want to come on our show and pre-tape, we'll get Mike out here and we'll do it right. We'll do it proper. We'll put it on the table. But the New England Conference, there's going to be a good turnout from what I see, not just locally. I mean, locally, there's always a good turnout, but it's a great place to sell if you're trying to get into channels of banks and credit unions. I think it's a great place to go. New decision makers there. And then the MBA annual, I booked all there in Denver this year.
Oh, coming up. Yeah, I just saw that. By the way, today's the last day to sign up for if you're going to be... you're an MBA member and you're going. Today's the last day to sign up for the early bird registration, I think.
Early bird registration. $1,400 goes up to $1,600 after today.
Hashtag MBA annual.
Yeah, hashtag. We love the MBA. Digital mortgage is kind of close to New England. I went last year. It's a good conference, especially like if you're whale hunting. There's a lot of larger lenders that go there, go around the booth. Is one more I can't think of that I wish. I know Michigan's having theirs coming up. So keep an eye out for that in Washington State as well. So conferences are big. It's that omni-channel approach. So if I ran a mortgage company, I would come up with some new program called the Judgment-Free Zone. And I would pay 50% of some of this startup software, right? To help them get their podcast up and running. The beauty is it's SaaS. They stop using it. You just cancel it right away. You let them sign up, reimburse the loan officer. Give the loan officer the power to port the show. But while they're under your umbrella, have a set of rules where they have to cross promotionalize all these shows. I would have them get a co-host, and I would definitely have a local strategy component. So like Mike said, you could have a loan officer in Dallas and a loan officer up in Boston. Accountability partners, they constantly, as long as they're on their feed, they are being associated with mortgage. Or you just have them find somebody local, could be somebody who works at the gym. And as long as they're getting on there and they're talking about some housing related item. So it's either housing or investment properties do well, like, you know, something. I guess they could talk about the town itself, like always a strategy, right? And then like, then you're known as the town, plus you have the mortgage commercial. So just back and forth. Something to consider. But either way, it's better than not having a podcast strategy. There's no reason every loan officer shouldn't have one unless they really don't want to get in front of the camera. And I blame a lot of it on they don't have a coach to...
Yes. Keep them accountable.
Keep them accountable. Yeah. It's not a sales coach. Yeah. It's a lot easier, I think. It's just go do it. No one's saying no. No one's ghosting you. No one's grading your score. That's every second, every minute doesn't count as much as every show counts.
Be your own best cheerleader. Be your own best friend. And I think this particular show was somewhat of a skeleton framework for any salesperson or mortgage originator that's out there. We talked about number one, you know, what are the things you have to do? We'll go do it. Number two, what is the material you have to do? Well, you already know what you're doing. Number three, how much is it going to cost? Well, not that much, as long as you have the willingness to do it. And then number four, what does it take in order to get it done? Stick to itness or consistency. And I think that, you know, breaking the show down, you know, and then the fifth thing actually we talked about was material and guests and things like that. But you know what? All that's just going to organically come as you do your first 10 to 20 shows. And I think that if you want to be able to pick up new referral sources, then go pick up some guests and ask them if you can advertise them and advertise their brand on your show. What could be more of a compliment than saying, I like you so much. I want your brand to be represented with me. And I think that just knowing that you have the willingness and opportunity to stick to it, and then maybe your accountability partner is also going to be your best referral partner as well. You don't know what you don't know. So getting to it's going to be a big part of it.
Yeah. And the final takeaway would be, if you're just a real granular person like myself, you have to sort of visualize it up here before you can put it down on paper. I hope this show helped you as far as like what to do, the names of the software that I sort of glanced over. We're like happy to share the actual checklist with you so that you can do it. Just reach out. This is more, we don't want to just give you a checklist and you do nothing with it. Like this is more, you have to buy into the mindset that if you're not willing to do it bi-weekly at the very least for the next year, I don't know if you'll get the same sales results. And as long as you know that the mindset is sales, you won't get as bogged down on how do I get enough views to get the local gym to sponsor? Because we went through that. It's just very difficult to get views because the platform you're popular in punishes you for posting links to platforms you're not in. YouTube is really where you get judged a lot. And to get people from LinkedIn and Facebook to YouTube is difficult because they don't like that link, right? So you don't want to get stuck in that trap because you didn't set out to be the next Joe Rogan. Let that happen accidentally. You set out to sell more mortgages or help more consumers get into homes. But I think ultimately, this is a sales tool. This is all about marketing. You're going to do it to sell more. There is a blueprint to really make it work for you. But mentally, we're here, and I hope this episode for the people that use the same side of the brain, at least what I said, I think will help you implement that, or at least get you in the right mindset for not only what you're going to do today, like start today. We talked about that at the beginning of the show, August 1st. Like summer's over, you have to start today, get your podcast out. As rates are going down, you've already had your podcast out. That's important. As the purchase market hits next March, that's right around the month we said it worked. So that you don't want to miss that. And then your big month be next July when everybody's on a beach chair. Timing is so important in mortgage. We learned that with our OBLAP. And I think a lot of people take it for granted. They take for granted the month they start, because sometimes the month it kicks in, it's very cyclical. There's certain months of the year you want it to kick in. And I would say start now so that your podcast rewards really kick in next purchase season.
Absolutely. Totally agree with that. Mike, I think we're coming close to our time. We still need to record our review, our mic'd up review.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you everybody for listening. We hope this one was helpful. We have an unbelievable jam-packed season of guests coming up here. And very excited to start having them on paper and be able to announce them ahead of time so you can show up. But we know you can always follow us on our podcast stations. Give us a like, a subscribe, especially on YouTube and Spotify.